No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world today. I feel like this might be the first real Ola Run interview.
Yeah, the first real interview for me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody been trying to get me to do an interview.
I know. You're one of the hottest things smoking coming out of these streets right now. So I'm very, very excited for us to be able to have it first.
Joe, appreciate you, Adam.
No doubt, man. I appreciate you. I feel like people really want to know about your history, like where exactly you're coming from. Let's talk about back in the day. Let's go into your early days. Where were you born? And talk about the early days of your life.
See, me, like, I'm from goddamn, I'm from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Like, born and raised Atlanta. Like, I ain't really leave Atlanta really until really like got to seeing new things.
When the music started cracking off.
Yeah, when the music took off, baby, like, that was the first time I went to a lot of places, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just, I'm from Atlanta, though. Like, I'm from the east side of Atlanta, like, East Atlanta.
Okay.
Zone
6?
Zone 6. Yeah, I'm from Zone 6.
So that's why Gucci thinks you...
Yeah, like, yeah.
That's Gucci, where the close connection comes from?
For sure.
Okay. What were your parents like?
Mm-hmm.
What were your parents like? Let's talk about, like, your actual childhood.
Like, my parents, like, my mom, she make it happen. Like, my daddy, he make it happen. Like, both of them really just hustlers.
Mm-hmm.
I come from, like, a family of hustlers, you know what I'm saying? My granddaddy, he was vicious, you know what I'm saying?
Your granddaddy was?
Yeah, my granddaddy, like, he was more vicious. Like, my daddy, he a real hustler.
Okay.
And my mama, she a real hustler, you know what I'm saying?
What's some vicious shit that you seen your grandfather do as a youngin'?
I just used to hear about all his shit, like, about, you know, your granddaddy got, you know, like, something from his problems and shit, like, he'd be in prison and shit. They'd be telling me about him and shit, like, oh, he finna get out. And, like, I ain't never get to see him because he'll always go right back.
Mm.
That shit, but I ain't no saying I'm catching up with him.
Right. So, but then your relationship with your dad was different, so you feel like they were fundamentally, like, two different types of people? Like, your dad was the hustler type and your grandfather was more of the crazy type?
Yeah, so.
Okay. So what about your dad, though? Like, when you say hustler, like, what kind of shit was he getting into that you, and when did you start to know about it as a kid?
Shit, real young though. Like, I knew like when I was little, like, I knew my dad was into the streets. Like, and I knew he was getting money out the street. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really know what he was doing, but I ain't really, like, I knew he was out there doing something.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So he never had, like, a job that you witnessed him going to or anything that was kind of off the table?
Yeah, I never seen him with a job.
Right.
Never seen him with a job.
So over time, you just started to put the pieces together and just be like, oh, all right, he's getting money in a different way.
Yeah, by the time I was like 9 or 10, I knew what was going on.
Mm. What about your mom? What was she like? What was her influence like?
My mom, like, she really just always wanted the best for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was a real mother, you know what I'm saying? My mom, like, a real mother, like, wanted the best for her son, like, whatever situation.
Mm. Okay, so what kind of student were you in school and shit? And was, did your parents emphasize school? Did they make it out that school was a big deal?
Yeah, like my mom really made it out to be a big deal, like, more than my daddy, but mom do really just stressing that shit at first too, you know what I'm saying?
So she would push the value of education and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, at first, yeah.
And then you say at first, like, it didn't last for that long.
Yeah, like, till she just, right, like, she really was just trying to, like, care about where I was going, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was just more worried about where I was headed.
Mm.
When she really just seen stuff wasn't going like how she thought it was. She wanted me to go to college and stuff.
So when did you start getting in trouble? Like, when did it start to become clear that you maybe weren't meant for the traditional educational system?
Like, when I got to high school, and I was like, my grades was fucked up. Like, couldn't go to the next, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ineligible and shit.
So you were, like, consistently getting in trouble all through elementary and stuff, but then once you got to high school is when it actually started to become clear, like, you were really getting kicked out of school and shit?
I went to jail in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
What age?
16.
16 for what?
Like, I got locked up for breaking in cars. Then when I was locked up for that, then they put other charges on me, and I never got out.
What were the other charges?
Like, armed robberies and stuff.
Was it true, or was it just stuff that they suspected you of, or did they have any evidence?
It was just really a lot of stuff going on, and I was just, like, caught up in it. Like, I just got caught up. And, like, young nigga at the wrong place, wrong time, like, doing, like, you know what I'm saying? And this shit just, I did, like, 5 years after this shit got out. And now I'm here now. Like
starting in high school, you did 5 years. So yeah, how old are you right now?
I'm 20. I just turned 24 like 3 days ago, 4 days ago.
Okay.
On the 10th, July the 10th.
And you got 5 years for just breaking into cars and stuff. Was that kind of the, some of the first like crimes that you were realistically committing when you were young?
Yeah, like, yo.
Just an easy way to get some money because you hadn't necessarily got super deep into different
cars
shit.
And just doing shit like just fast cash shit. You know what I'm saying? Just hitting licks. Me and my partner, we call them licks. Like we just hit licks for fun. You know what I'm saying? Like every day.
Right. We call it licks out here too.
Yeah.
now you're a walking lick.
Yeah. Walking lick.
Is that how it feels? You feel like a target now?
Nah, these niggas targets. These niggas walking licks.
Just other people are.
Yeah, right. Yeah, not me.
Okay. I think Gucci might have invented the term walking lick.
Yeah, he might did.
Pretty sure, if we go back. Okay, so you get locked up at 16, and then does everything change right there? You not really consider the prospect of you getting locked up for such a significant amount of time? Like, how do you feel when you first ended up getting caught up for this?
I was just hoping I got a bun. You know what I'm saying? But they never gave me one.
Really?
Never gave me one.
So 5 fucking years. What was your life like in there? And like, how did that change everything for you? You get put on to all kinds of different shit you didn't know about beforehand?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just growing up, like, really, like, learned a lot, though, you know what I'm saying? Growing up, like, I learned how to be militant, you know what I'm saying? Mm. I learned militance and shit, like, really just staying on point. What type of nigga this is? I know what type of nigga he is. I know what type of nigga this is. You know what I'm saying? I just know how to peep niggas. Like, I know how to peep shit out. You know what I'm saying? I know what type of. Before it ain't that, like, before it ain't get there, I can peep it.
Mm. Did they, like, embrace you in prison, you feel like? Like, I feel like this is basically a system where if you seem like you're kind of a bitch, then you're going to basically get treated that way. And if you seem like you're solid, then the older dudes are probably going to kind of try to take you under their wing to a certain extent.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Were you getting fucked up in jail, or were you, like, actually, were you focused? Like, you know, some people go to jail, they just get fucked up, they get drugs in there, whatever. Some people go to jail, they get on the workout shit, they start reading books.
Yeah, I was focused, that's why I really, like, started doing any music shit.
Oh, so you started writing in there primarily?
Yeah. That's why I really started, like, put more time into, like, put a lot of that time into the music. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like 24 hours in the day. Like I spend like a couple hours out every day just fucking with some music type shit. Like be bored to fuck and be shit to do.
Right. Had you ever thought about that before you got locked up? The music side of things?
Like I really never like seen myself like just, you know what I'm saying? Like going with this shit like until I got out and I put my mind on this shit, like, that's what I'm gonna do. I used to tell everybody in jail, like, when I get out from the rap, like, you tell everybody, you tell everybody, though, like, when I get out, bro, I'm real, I'm gonna be on TV with this shit. Like, before, I used to be like, some folks didn't believe me, but a lot of my real boys, like, they really believe me, like, boy, they'll see me right now, they'll DM me or shit, like, boy, you said you were gonna do this shit, boy.
Right.
Boy, you said you were gonna do this shit, boy, you really did this shit, boy.
Right.
Like, hell yeah, man. That I was playing.
But it's kind of weird being from East Atlanta because there's so many legendary rappers from there.
Yeah.
But when you were a kid, you might, you know, it's very hard for you as a young person, as a 13-year-old, to be able to, like, draw the line from you to Gucci and realize that you were basically in the exact same position that Gucci was when he was a young man.
Yeah, from, like the same area.
Mm. But did you have anybody that you were looking at that actually made you feel like you could possibly accomplish that dream? Because, you know, the average person growing up in that environment just doesn't really know. They haven't seen it in front of their own eyes, see somebody make it.
Shit, I hadn't seen Future make it, and I seen, like, Young Scooter.
Mm.
I had seen them, like, he used to shoot videos in my hood. You just see them, like, you just see them, boy, Prager, like, just go from up, and up. I seen it go from this car to this car, this chain, you know what I'm saying? This to this, you know what I'm saying? This drip to this drip. I seen them, boy, whole stage, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, like, I already knew I can do it. Like, if I just, you know what I'm saying, had certain support in my hood. That's all I needed with my hood.
So
and that's all I needed with my hood, like.
Right.
My hood was with me, so we went with it.
Right. But so, sure. Okay, so then you're just writing a lot of lyrics and shit in prison. Then what's it like when you get out? And what's the plan when you get out? And what do you go back to? Because, I mean, there's a big difference between being 16 and 21 in terms of all the shit that might probably changed in between.
It really just like, when I got out, I really ain't just like, say I'm going to like be a rapper. I just really just want to find out how I'm going to get some money, you know what I'm saying? I ain't been out since I was 16, get out 21, trying to figure out how the hell I'm, what the hell I'm finna do, you feel me?
Mm.
And goddamn, my mama had got me the little job. But that shit didn't last long, that shit lasted like a couple weeks, like 2 weeks.
Where was the job?
It was like at a cold house, a cold stone or some shit like that.
Cold Stone? The ice cream place?
No, cold warehouse or some shit.
A warehouse type job?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to wear a cold suit though. Like, it'd be cold. Okay.
It's like in a refrigerated environment or some shit.
Yeah, some shit like that.
Okay, and you didn't fuck with it.
Yeah,
I'm guessing.
I just didn't really go. I just started going.
Right.
So goddamn, I'm doing a lot of shit. I found myself back in the street doing like a whole lot of little shit. So my dad and I really like got me in the studio because like, folk telling him like, "But your son, hard." You feel me? Like. He hard with this shit.
And did your dad have any connections to people in the music industry, or what was your dad's perspective? Where did he put you at?
He had the streets. I'm saying he had the connections in the street, not really the industry. I really like did all my groundwork. I did all the industry shit myself. Like I went, you know what I'm saying, I made this shit home myself. Like with the industry shit.
But did you really like have any connections? Did you really know anybody at that point when you're getting out of prison and stuff? Because it's like, you know, it's very hard to make that first step of like having somebody see the potential in you to even want to give you a chance to get in the studio at first.
You saying like, what you add me?
Well, just like who, did you have any connections to anybody? Like who'd you end up in going to the studio with at first? And how are you getting yourself out there? You hadn't actually recorded anything.
See, when I first got out, I ended up going to the studio with my boy Don Ace.
Okay.
Saying he was a rapper like, you know what I'm saying? He had a little boy, like he was buzzing hard in Atlanta at the time, you feel me? So he ended up taking me to the studio. And then eventually got down, Alleyboy ended up pulling up to my studio.
Mm.
He ended up exposing some of my music on his page and shit. Let me meet some old people, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Who, at that time, who would you say that you were influenced by? Because you got a pretty crazy-ass style. Like, there's not a lot of people coming out of Atlanta right now that rap anything like the way that you're rapping.
Shit, I really did. I really just do my own thing, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't be trying to sound like nobody, but they'll still compare me and say I sound like somebody, but this and that. But I don't be trying to sound like no nigga. I don't try to, you know what I'm saying? But I got some influences. I fuck with, like, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with a lot of, like, rappers that's going hard right now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I listen to their music. Like, I ain't never worked with them. I listen to Rod Wave, Stoner Vegas, NBA Youngboy.
Right.
Like, tight shit, you know what I'm saying? Rapper from Atlanta, I listen to them too. I'm saying Lil Baby, Future.
To me, when I listen to you, I hear a lot of the energy or certain style that I remember from the old Thug.
Yeah, for sure.
Thug's old shit, because Thug cleaned up his style a shitload over the years, and he sounds a lot more like, he flows a little bit more like normal and shit. Whereas with you, I feel like you have a lot of that old Thug energy where you're picking a different flow. Every fucking verse is switching between a whole bunch of different shit. You're always fucking with different styles, and it's actually really exciting to listen to. That's why I'm a fan.
Yeah, like, I grew up on that old Thug.
Mm.
Like, in school, middle school, like, listen to this shit. Real shit.
Definitely.
All his shit.
I feel like he's definitely one of the most influential rappers of the last 10 years.
Yeah, he more definitely got down. Let you know you can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Linking them.
So you start linking with Alleyboy, all that shit. You're in the studio in Atlanta and stuff. When do you start to get to the point where you are putting music out, or who's actually taking notice as this is being worked on?
Shit, my hood first, like, my hood really noticed me first. Like, I wanted to just start shooting videos outside and shit. Like, they'll come listen to the song. Like, they don't even know the song, but by the time the end of the video shoot, my whole hood, I know the song, you feel me?
Right.
Yeah, I know that bit. So, they just like influenced me to keep going. Like, but when you're in that video shooter, when I come outside and they're like, but when you gonna shoot this? Like, when you gonna shoot this? I'm like, shit, call the cameraman, like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't really give a fuck if I had a haircut and give a fuck what I had on. Man, it right. was just like, we were just going with this shit.
Definitely.
It was just organic, like, just natural.
Where'd the Ola Run name come from?
Really, like, before I got out, a couple of my bro really named me that. Ola Run, like, yeah, a couple of my bro really named
Is
me
it
that.
Related to Ola Playa, who used to be on a lot of older Thug tracks and shit like that? I was wondering if you guys were from a similar neighborhood or something.
Nah, hey, and I ain't got nothing to do with him.
Okay. So you don't know, what's the name mean, though, that they gave it to you?
Like, you know what I'm saying? I just made it, I made an acronym out of it for everybody, though, like, only little ammunition. And then runs, like, I'm out here right now with the runs, with the real runs people, like, but screwing my hood with the runs.
Okay, at first, what, just because you were the younger dudes in the neighborhood?
Yeah, sure.
Got it. Okay, so what was the first, like, official video you did and shit? The first time that you really felt the shit was taking off?
When I shot a video called Came Too Far.
Okay.
But it ain't really go up like that. Like, all my day one fan know this song. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of, like, people now, like, they just know my popular songs. But, like, Came Too Far, they really gave me, like, the motivation to just really, like, go crazy. Like, go, like, but everybody fucking with this shit, man.
Uh-huh.
Got a little kid knowing this shit. Like, got old folk knowing this shit. This shit going crazy.
Definitely. So was the feeling like Goo Wop song? Was that one of the songs? Because I feel like that was when I first heard you. I feel like that song kind of took it to a different level.
Yeah, like, that's the one that took me to another level, though. Like, when I linked up with the cameraman and with Diesel.
Okay.
Yeah, like Diesel, like, everybody was shooting a video with Diesel at the time. Like, a lot of pop and artists was shooting with him. So it, when he shot my first video, that shit just went up. It went out of, like, the whole city, my whole city. Like, they love that song, you know what I'm saying? Like, little babies love that song. Like, people call me like, boy, you got the world with this song, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. So that's when you first had people like Baby and shit reaching out to you and actually letting you know that they fuck with the music. That must have given you a different level of confidence,
nah,
huh?
Like, Baby actually reached out to me before I dropped Feel Like Go Up on. I dropped Crazy Story, and I had remake King Von.
Okay.
Crazy Story.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That one, like, that when everybody really woke up. Like, mm-hmm. Everybody really woke up on me, like, hold on, like, he gotta be heard. You feel me? Like, but he ain't going for just y'all not hearing him, you hear me? Like, so he started shouting me out, like, yeah.
I mean, everybody likes to hear somebody that's just doing something different and somebody who's coming with an exciting style.
Like, they'll shot me out, but they won't follow my page. You feel me? Like, they'll shot me out and shit.
That's the weird thing. Being from Atlanta coming up, it's kind of like, you have a bunch of people who fuck with your music, who want to support it, but then at the same time, they know that you're going to end up clicking up with somebody or some rapper or something, and they don't want to necessarily co-sign you unless they're involved with you on a business level, right? Because I know that you have all these people showing love, but then ultimately, those people want to sign you.
Yeah.
They want you to make a bunch of money, but they want to make some of the money, too.
So that's exactly what it be like. MJB out there, like, you know what I'm saying? They definitely be trying to sign you. They definitely be intentions on that shit. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
Like, and everybody don't be having no real, pure intention. Mm. They just sit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because it's like, I built everything I got going on with the podcast, whatever, it's all because I just gave people a little attention, gave somebody a boost in their career, and I never tried to get in there and sign them or, like, get involved like that. And I definitely would never try to hold it up like, oh, I could give you an interview. I could help promote you. I could put you on, get you more followers, attention, whatever. But you got to sign to me. I mean, that, I don't know. That's kind of crazy. I feel like you got to just show love for the sake of showing love.
Yeah, ain't no love out here, though.
Mm.
It's just heisty. Ain't no love out here, big man. Especially in this shit, like. Like, this shit deep, like, I'm loving this shit.
Mm. So who'd you end up, because you signed to a label, right? When did that actually happen? Because you, even before the Gucci shit and everything, you ended up signing a contract, right?
Like, before the Gucci shit, I think, well, let me see. Thug tried to sign me.
Okay.
He caught me on FaceTime, like, you know what I'm saying? We talked, you know what I'm saying? Then 21 Savage tried the same. He had offered me some little money, like, but it wasn't really enough. You feel me? Then let me see who else. Then got down. I DM Lil Baby like, but come get me. You feel me? Like, but come get me. Like, so he DM me back like, he was gonna see what's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, he fucking with me. He definitely fucking with me, but he gonna see what's up. All that type of shit. And goddamn, that was it. Then I just kept working. I just kept doing shows, kept going. You know what I'm saying? Then I had A&R for Cinematic. Sean. My boy Sean reached out to me. He got me up out of here. Like, he really got me up out of here. That's who got me up out of here.
So you had a bunch of people paying attention, showing love to a certain extent. What kept you from really going for it, though? Because there's a lot of people, if they got on the phone with Thug, that would be like the greatest thing that ever happened to them in their life. They're gonna sign the contract the next day.
What kept me from just going, like, for a lot of shit, like, my bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, and what we done built this shit from the ground up. We just couldn't, like, we had to be in the right situation. Mm. You know what I'm saying? For everybody, like, my whole hood on my back, like, you know, ain't no cap. You know what I'm saying? This shit real, this shit deep. My whole hood have fought me for doing some dumb shit, signing some stupid shit. Please.
It's kind of crazy because, like, on one hand, you know that if you were to sign to one of these artists and shit, we're really be popping off, that, like, ultimately that artist is going to be able to help you a lot. But you also know there's a big-ass risk that you're going to sign, and then there's five other rappers that need to get their projects put out before you, and they're just going to slow up your momentum, and all of a sudden the heat that you got right now might have fizzled out by the time you really get to put shit out. It's kind of good that you knew that.
All that got something to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think about all that when you want to be a boss in this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
If you really want to, you know what I'm saying? You want longevity. Like, yeah, you can be popping for a little minute. Like, yeah. But hell no. Nigga trying to goddamn.
He needs a lighter. Okay, but so you signed a Cinematic, and then, like, how does shit start progressing from there? Like
I signed a cinematic, goddamn. It was up, goddamn. Other label tried to get me for Cinematic, you know what I'm saying? Like, other labels on, forgot, like, 300, a couple more, like, I don't know, Def Jam, Empire. It was a lot of them. Like, it was a couple. I don't want to name all of them. I was going to meetings and shit. They had me going to meetings and shit. I was going to meetings and shit. Like, went to Cali and shit. But I want to get on no airplane. So I leave for telling me to pull up. Like, they telling me to pull up, but I'm telling them I want to sprint them, like. I'm bringing my whole hood with me. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to get on the plane? Why? You just not feeling it?
I just wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling the plane shit.
Okay. Mm-mm. Tell him to send the sprinter? Because you're trying to bring all the homies to New York to go to label meetings?
Yeah. We're going to label meeting deep as fuck. Like, we're going to Cali to label meeting with the whole gang. So,
right.
Hey, yeah.
When did you start getting on the flights, though? You give in after a while?
Yeah, I just gave in. I had to come here.
This was your first flight?
Yeah, it was my first flight.
What? You picked a hell of a time, too.
Ain't that motherfucker took out crazy here.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it scary? Like, was that feeling? Like, I've been on airplanes since I was a kid, so I can't imagine what it would be like to do it for the first time as an adult.
Nah, it was great, though. Once that motherfucker starts moving out.
Yeah, once it levels out, it's all good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Okay, so when did the conversations with Gucci start happening? Like, how'd that go?
Like, during coronavirus, like, when corona had hit, quarantine type shit. I had a manager I was fucking with down in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And he always told him, like, he cool Gucci and shit. Shit like that. But shit, I wasn't really trying to goddamn get the big head about the shit, you feel me?
Right.
Because I had been made to feel like Guac shit, so I like, if Guac wouldn't reach out, I had been expecting him to, so I wasn't really like standing shit like, Shit, I ain't really saying he know Guwop.
When you made that song, was that partially the plan? Like, I'm gonna make a song that mentions Guwop, and then he's gonna see it, and then he's gonna want to show love.
Nah, hell nah, that wasn't the plan.
Okay.
The plan was like, this how I feel, like, this how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, feel like Guwop, get your shooter shot.
Right.
This how I feel, like, it's the ball. It was the ball to me.
It's funny how a lot of rappers seem to hit that point in their career where they're like, you know, I kind of feel like Gucci right now. Because, like, probably one of the hardest lyrics of last year was, I feel like I'm Gucci Mane in 2006.
Yeah.
And you got, like, a very YB, iconic bar as well, saying the same thing.
For sure.
At a certain point, you know, you feel like Gucci.
Yeah, for sure.
It is what it is.
Yeah. So, why is it, boy? Gucci.
So you head down to Miami and you end up linking up?
Yeah, I head down to Miami, like, I had not seen him in the club, but he didn't see me, right? But I had long. When I was down there, but then I had to end up, he ended up calling my phone, he ended up hitting my phone, like, this walk. So I ended up talking and shit. We just went from there, like, he ended up just doing the research on me, you feel me?
Mm.
And he was like, him with all, like, the twin shit, we evil twins and all this shit, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He was hitting me early, he calling me early hell in the morning and shit. Like, yeah, it would. I'm saying, it's how that shit would.
Hmm. What was the chemistry like between you guys, though? Because you're, like, from the same place as him, but he's had 20 years, or not 20, but, you know, 13, 14, 15 years of being rich and in and out of jail and all kinds of crazy-ass shit. Like, what was it like talking to him? Because on one hand, he's, like, just a dude from your hood, roughly. And on the other hand, he's, you know, one of the most legendary rappers of all time. What was it like having those conversations and shit?
Man, I fuck with any Gucci. Gucci got down crazy as hell, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. Gucci, that my boy, though. Like, we be talking about all type of shit, you know what I'm saying? We talk about the music shit, though. Like, this shit fun, you know what I'm saying? You really just tell me, like, you know what I'm saying? This shit really can get you. If I stay out of trouble, like, you know what I'm saying? This shit can get you goddamn a lot of money.
Yeah.
Really goddamn making this shit. Take care of a lot of folk doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? What I really conversation used to be about, like, we just trying to help me out, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He used to, like, he see myself in him, like, he named my last mixtape, Begging For It Battle, like, he named it, you feel me? Shit like that.
Right. Okay, but so was he talking about how he was trying to do a new label and shit? Because around the time that
he tried to sign me, you know what I'm saying? He tried to take me from Cinematic. I wasn't really trying to get them to merge, do some shit, but I ain't just go sign to him though.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have an aversion to signing with an artist? Did you kind of know that from the beginning that you didn't want to, even if they were really big, you didn't necessarily want to sign to an artist?
Like, probably when I first got out, I might would have did something like that, like. But once I had to got them, get out there and learn this shit. Once I learned this shit, I just know I learned this shit.
Right. So, did you have an agreement with Gucci at a certain point that you guys were gonna work together?
Yeah. I wanted to fuck with him, like. You know what I'm saying? But I just want this shit to be, I want this shit to make sense.
Right.
She made me, but that shit was like, you know what I'm saying? Nah, this shit going, this shit should be crazy.
Yeah, well, how did it fall apart or what happened? Because, like, you know, people definitely at home are going to want to understand exactly what happened there and everything, because you guys publicly had a little bit of a feud unfolding on Instagram or whatever.
Shit, man. You know, that shit, like, it is what it is. Like, I help you, you help me. You know what I'm saying? I help. You know what I'm saying? That's how this shit was.
Right.
Leave it at that.
I feel like it was probably a situation, if I had to guess, where he been in the game for a long ass time. He knows exactly how he wants shit to unfold. And then meanwhile, you got your own mentality about how you want to do shit. And it seems like he's not somebody who's going to be really open-minded to you having your own opinion on how shit's supposed to go down. And then meanwhile, you...
Yeah, we used to bump head by shit, like, she want me to get down, be cool and shit. You know what I'm saying? Want me to be cool and shit. But that ain't me. Like, I ain't in this shit but for no features. You feel me? I ain't in this shit to be cool now, nigga. I'm in this shit, goddamn. I'm going to get that bag out of my shit. You know what I'm saying?
So he didn't want you to be, what, wilding out on Instagram or talking shit about other rappers, or what was it?
I don't know. Shit like, it's just all type of shit, you know what I mean? Shit like that. Like, ain't really like nothing to get into.
Right.
Like that, you know what I'm saying? But there's like different little scenarios and shit like, I always,
Yeah, you don't feel
just,
like.
I just want the paperwork to make sense too before we can even really talk, really like talk deep into like, you know what I'm saying, about certain shit.
Right. So when you guys did the Feeling Like Guwap remix and stuff, you didn't have any kind of contract or anything. Was that still during the period of him basically trying to get you to sign with him?
After we had done work something out, like, we had done work some little shit out. Like, some little. He got there and produced my tape for me, type shit.
Right.
Worked some little shit out. Little player shit, I thank him for, you feel me? Salute, like, nigga ain't have to do that shit.
But then there's a new video that came out, like, last week, Gucci and I think Pusheisty or Fujiana, I forget which one, but then you're listed as being on the song, but then your verse isn't actually in the song or in the video.
Yeah, like, I don't even know nothing about this shit. Like, folk be tagging me in this shit, I just be like, that shit be funny in hell. Like, that shit be funny in hell to me. I'm saying.
So you don't know why you actually aren't in the video? I'm assuming that you actually did record a verse to that song.
I don't know. I might have locked up. I don't know. But I don't know if I was locked up when they shot the video. But I don't think I would. But just, you know, nobody called me in there.
Uh-huh. But then It's weird that they would still put you in the title of the music video.
Yeah, it's just, this shit weird, man. This shit, the industry shit, this shit weird as fuck.
So, okay, that didn't work out. Do you ever talk to Gucci anymore? Do you feel like that's, like, officially over? You probably ain't going to be cool after this because you didn't sign?
I don't really care about, like, being cool or not. He called me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got his number. My number's still the same. You feel me?
Right. Okay. So are you optimistic about that? You think that things will work out, or that you guys will be able to work together, or are you just kind of...
Yeah, like, I still got shit with hit artists and shit. I got a song with hit artists when you drop. He want to drop them, drop them. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to do me and your son.
Gotcha. Okay, so do you feel like... Are you somebody who you think you could actually, like, follow orders and be, like, a soldier on somebody's... crew, or do you feel like you're sort of meant to be a leader?
Yeah. I got my own artists.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got my own artists and shit. I got my own label and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Who's the artist that you're fucking with primarily? People from that you grew up around and shit?
Yeah, like from my neighborhood, some bros at my hood and bro from Atlanta who I'm helping goddamn push. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Front Street, they said.
Front Street, that's your channel. Your label?
Yeah, Front Street.
Okay. That's what's up.
Front Street. We came hard, like, we came this year.
Right.
We got a couple artists, and we came.
You trying to work on getting them signed and shit, like the way that people try to sign you?
For sure. Yeah, I'm trying to work on changing their whole life, like, that's all I'm working on doing, getting them out of here.
Right. We were supposed to do this interview like a month or two ago, but then you ended up getting locked up and there was a crazy ass police chase that was partially caught on Instagram Live. What happened there?
I don't know, man. That shit just, I don't know, police following me, I think. I don't know.
But you ended up just going on a run, trying to outrun them?
Yeah, I'd rather not even speak about it. My lawyer told me don't speak about it.
Right. You're still dealing with that, obviously?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so where's your mentality at now? It feels like a lot of rappers, the whole deal is that they want to get signed. They want to get clicked up with the right people and shit. It seems like you kind of have decided to go your own way, that you'd rather be your own sort of independent entity. Not independent, but, you know, you're just trying to do shit your own way.
For sure, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming out on top my own way. That's what I'm trying to do, like, at my own mind and this shit, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really trying to have no other nigga in on me.
Right.
Yeah.
Got you. Did you have a relationship with Rollo? Did you know him before he got locked up and shit? I heard you shouting out fan.
No, I just, like, I listen to Rollo shit. Like, that's somebody that I listen to, like, on like, I listen to Rollo when I, like, going through some shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, Rollo, that's a pretty crazy situation. He seems like he just came home. He beat the fucking Fed case like nobody's supposed to. Him and all his boys kept their mouths shut. That doesn't normally happen these days.
Rollo got down to take care of all your people, you know what I'm saying? He made sure everybody's great.
Right. I mean, that's crazy. He's coming home basically like a fucking legend or a hero in a lot of ways, whereas a lot of people come home and they get kind of the opposite treatment because they ended up talking or whatever.
For sure.
It's kind of nice. It's nice to see that the old way of doing things still exists.
I salute Rollo, man. Fat America.
Facts. So how'd you end up, I watched this long ass Instagram live with you and some tension popping up with Got It. Where did that come from?
I don't know. I think he just mad. He probably got mad. I ain't put him on the remix, so to feel like go up.
He wanted to be on that.
He wanted to be on there.
Mm.
They really why he got mad, cause he was just like, when I first met him, I ain't even know him. He knew me, like I knew he was, cause he rap, like, you know what I'm saying? I knew his name, like, this little guy, but I ain't expect him to be like, hey, Ola, come get in my video. You feel me?
Right.
I ain't know him. Like, when he got in the video. Like, he just got mad. Like, he just posted on Instagram for Ola.
Damn, he posted that?
I don't know. Like, they were showing me. He took it down. Like, I don't know.
That's crazy. Like
2 minutes or some shit.
So how you feel about that, though? Is that something where you feel like you are supposed to do something about that situation, or is it good enough to just ignore him after that?
Yeah, like people in the city, they know me. Like, people, I ain't beefing with that nigga, man.
Mm-hmm. You seem pretty level-headed, though, for somebody who, I'm sure that in the past you've had situations where people talk shit about you and you handled it a certain way. You seem pretty level-headed about how you plan on handling your beefs from here on out as an actual rap star, right?
Yeah, for sure. I see what's going on. I hear, like, the rap shit, like, a lot of rappers be getting targeted by shit. My other shit about the police and shit. I'm really just trying to stay free. You feel me?
Mm. Cause how long have you been free? It's only been what, a couple of years? Like 2 years or something? A year?
Yeah, like 3 years. I'm going on 3 years in September, right?
Okay. And you haven't really had too much serious trouble with the cops since then?
Hey, yeah. I rather not even speak on it though.
Okay. So where's your mentality at now in terms of, like, I seen you putting out some new videos and stuff, but is there a project that you're planning, or like what do you feel like you need to do to kind of take shit to the next level or get, you know, make a big moment for the culture?
Just keep dropping. That's all I gotta do. Keep dropping. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got my net project I'm finna drop called Harder to Kill.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Gucci really came up with that name. I'm just going with it.
Cause he had a Hard to Kill tape, right?
Yeah, he had a Hard to Kill, but he wanted me to come out with Harder to Kill.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, me and me were going on right now. Like, I stuck with it. I ain't going to change the name, but I'm going to keep that. And I'm finna drop that, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna fuck the streets up with it.
Right. You feel like people really want to kill you?
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, I don't know. Like, this, I don't know. I just feel like I got to stay on point.
Definitely got to stay on point. But do you feel like that Does that kind of haunt you? I mean, we've seen, let's be real, we've seen a lot of rappers run into a lot of problems in their hometowns over the past couple of years. It's like, you feel like, you know, you got to really be on your P's and Q's in Atlanta because of definitely somebody who might be jealous or wanting to do something to you.
Yeah, you got to stay on point. Stay on point everywhere you go, really. I'm saying. But especially in your hometown, because, like, people really, like, might know how you move, know where your folks stay at, you know what I'm saying? Like, know where your hangout spots and shit be at. So you really got to know how to move. Know where gas station you go to and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Goes down to the gas station.
Go down everywhere. Go down. But you know what I'm saying? But you really got to know how you move. Like, go in there, though. Go out the other, though.
That's smart. I never thought about that before. Okay. And so, are there any artists in particular that you'd like to work with that you haven't worked with yet? Or is there anybody, like, I don't know, what's your attitude on the whole rap game? Are you planning on just doing you? Or is it, like, yeah, like people that you want to work with?
It's like, a lot of artists I want to work with, I ain't work with. Whoever really I ain't work with, like, I want to work with, like, the artists I name, you know what I'm saying? Stone the Vegas. Rod Wade. You know what I'm saying? NBA Youngboy. Well, Riley Rich, shit like that, man. You know, you trying to goddamn go big with this shit.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Do you still get tested? Like, you still on probation and shit? They still test you for drugs?
Yeah.
How's that going? What's the PO officer like?
I pass.
You pass on a regular basis. That's good. They don't care about weed?
Yeah. Yeah, they care about weed.
That's K2 weed, so you can get tested and it won't.
Yeah.
It'll come back clean.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Good to know. Anything else we need to know? The next tape's Harder to Kill.
Yeah, Harder to Kill. Then I got another tape coming out after that. Like, then I got another tape coming out after that. Yeah, all these motherfuckers really already done and already made. I just got to really just put them out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm coming. Like, I'm really coming. Like, I got a plan. Like, get us out of here.
Definitely. That watch looks pretty expensive. How do you feel about your financial situation right now? Do you feel pretty comfortable, or you feel like you made it at all?
I feel like I made it. Real shit.
Right.
Hey, yeah.
But it's still a long way to go. There's still a lot you could do.
I ain't nowhere near done. Like, I just started, but I ain't got to do no other shit.
Yeah.
I just got to sit in front of one of these motherfuckers.
And there it is. It's a hell of a way to make it.
And just flip what I got.
Facts. Anybody you want to shout out? Anything you want to tell them to look forward to?
Let me see. I just want to shout out to my hood. Shout out to everybody who really been rocking ever since, who ain't played both sides. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who got them really solid. The solid.
There it is.
My hood. Cinematic. Sean.
Shout out Johnny Shipes.
Johnny Shipes. Johnny Shipes, definitely for sure. Sean Mula.
Now you got white friends now.
Yeah, for real. I like Black Lives Matter still, but I love my bros. Like, you know, you hear me? Like, Sean, my bro. Adam, you my bro.
Hey, we out here. There it is. All around. 2020.
For sure. 2020, we taking over this shit.
Coming for it all.
Everything and some more.
There it is. All right. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. Obama runs on deck.
Shout out to Sosa, man. We smoking gross.
Chia. We got Dior face masks, all that.
Yeah, man. I don't care that shit, man. Died COVID.
You scared? You worried at all about that? I had a lot of people in Atlanta telling me that ain't nothing changed in Atlanta. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, that shit really don't change. Nothing in Atlanta. Like, still, like, no social distancing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, But everybody out there, be careful and wear a mask. That might be the first time I said that on here so far. Appreciate you, G.